Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli-Minor, and we always like to take time at the beginning of our shows to show appreciation for all of you through these many, many years. And I say that the way that I do because for those of you who may be tuning in for the first time, the Healthy Referral newspaper and this radio show, Mind, Your Body, and Spirit, along with having produced 15 years of amazing, huge expos about natural health, it is our sincere thanks to all of you for having this be a possibility. Without you, it would not be. And to think that my business partner, Tom Katowski, who, by the way, says hello, met in 1986, and by 1989, everything had started underway, which means that by 1989, we had the idea of publishing a full-size newspaper called The Healthy Referral. And, of course, like many things when they're creating or being created, they start out in a little different way. So we started out with a flyer, a brochure, a spiral-bound book, and then went on to a full-size newspaper. So through the years, the initial years, we began to see blossom that which we had felt was going to actually come into manifestation. So for those of you who are dabbling in, you know, manifesting, just know, actually, let me share this. What I feel about manifesting is it's important that you are doing what you love, that you have a passion for what you are doing. And when you are doing what you're supposed to and have the passion for that, then things happen. They start to show up in the material world. And that's exactly what happened with Tom Katowski and myself through these years. So it's been such a blessing. And again, it is all of you who have continued to walk with us through these many years. It is very hard sometimes to believe that this has been happening for 30 years. Actually, I'd say 30 plus at this point. So again, thanks to all of you. And please share this radio show along with the other information that you hear. I give the intro in the beginning, as I am doing right now, and then we'll bring our guest in. And I'd like to be sure that you know that this radio show is produced by the Healthy Referral newspaper. And we are involved with numerous things that help people become more aware about their well-being and those that they love in their families and so forth. It is definitely preventive and natural health. That is our love and that is our focus. And as you know, there's so much going on in the world today. More and more people are definitely starting to pay attention. And sometimes it takes a while. And people, of course, have to walk through their own learning process, because every individual is a different person. And sometimes the timing is different with people. However, what we are seeing today is, I feel, a mass awakening, and rightfully so, with a lot of what's happening out there. So please go to healthyreferral.com. Again, that's www.healthyreferral.com. You will see all of our information up on there, including the link to this radio show. Also, you're going to see things that are available to you that are really, really, really wonderful. If you are looking to have your own personal sauna at home so that you can help with your health and detoxing, your lymphatic system, you know, just all kinds of wonderful things, it's nice to be able to have something like this in your home. It is movable. It can be put up and taken down. It is infrared. I'm not going to get into a lot of that because you'll be able to read about it. If you go to healthyreferral.com, you will read about the Relax sauna as it's called, Relax Sauna. And we have some information up on there. We are helping people to get them for their homes. We are fortunate that we are able to give a discount for them. So we have many people who are expressing an interest, and we are grateful that they are taking charge of their health a little bit more. And we are also very involved with a superfood for years, actually, called spirulina. Now, many of you listening probably know what spirulina is, but we were part of a company way back in the early 90s called Light Force with Dr. Christopher Hills, who was a pioneer in the research of plankton and algae. And I'm going to skip through a lot of that because I want to get to our guest. And so we were a part of that for a long time. And what we are a part of right now is actually a branch off of Light Force, and it is called New Phoenix Rising. So I'm going to give you the website for that. Again, www.newphoenix, and of course, Phoenix is Phoenix, rising.com/healthyREF, as in Frank, short for healthy referral. So again, it's newphoenixrising.com/healthyREF, and you will be able to see the Biolumina spirulina, which we are very involved in, and we support Lance and Lyndia, who were very good friends also with Dr. Christopher Hills, who have been working diligently to put this together, and they have done so these past 5 or so years. So we are doing everything we can to continue that memory, basically, of Dr. Christopher Hills. Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead, because I was watching for her to come on, and she has. So at first, I didn't see the number. So, but I want to just give you a very brief piece. And if I'm sounding incorrect with the name pronunciation when I bring her on, she can let me know. Ramatu Anoy has been a naturopathic doctor, also known as ND, since 2008, and a registered nurse for over 20 years. They have been successful with many chronic conditions, and a few of those conditions are listed, and those are emphysema, CHF, arthritis, dementia, thyroid problems, and many, many more. So that you have the information up front, you can, of course, call and write for questions and schedule a consult. The phone number is 216-632-1289. This is the number of our guest that bringing on in a moment, 216-632-1289. There is also a website, of course, healthclinic.com. So let me read that again. It's www.rahamatusnaturalhealthclinic.com. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and open her mic, and I'm seeing that there are a couple people here, and let me just do this and hold on one moment, please. Okay. All right. Ramatu, are you there?
Yes. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine, dear. Thank you. Thank you. And again, if I'm not pronouncing the names correctly, please let me know.
Ramatu is correct, but I know you kind of leave the H. I know, like, you know. Ramatu,
no.
You did well with that. Yeah, I know.
Okay,
yeah.
Wonderful. Well, I enjoyed reading about all the things that you're doing. And, of course, Tom, you know, my business partner, has shared you with me, and he has been thrilled to be able to meet you and to find out the wonderful things that you have been doing for quite a while. And I know you have what's called Rahamatus Natural Health Clinic. And
exactly.
The way that it's listed, it listed as relaxation, wellness, happiness, and tranquility, which I love. I love those words.
Yes.
So how about if we start with you just telling a little bit about yourself, so that the listeners, other than, you know, the little bit that I shared, we would love to hear more about who you are and what had you start to do what you're doing.
Yeah. First, I have to thank Tom because somehow my Microsoft decided it's not working at this minute. And so I was glad he called me on the cell phone, and that's the one I'm talking on now. But
okay,
I'm being a registered. I just retired after 40 years of being a registered nurse. And I've worked different areas of nursing, school nursing, hospitals, nursing homes. Even I have a certificate in midwifery, which I never used since I've been here. I'm originally from Ghana, and I've been here for the past 30 years. So I attended Clayton College of Natural Health for the natural health doctorate degree, and I've been practicing natural health since 2004. So
wonderful. Wonderful.
Here we are.
It is such a joy for Tom and I, as you know, we've been doing this for a long time, and we always felt that as we moved along that there would be a time where more and more people would begin realizing that their health and well-being is really truly up to them. Look at the way that you're living your life and the things that you need to change and make a commitment to make those changes. But so you have, I know in some of the information that was printed that I read, it's something that we truly, truly believe on, Aramatu, and that is finding the root cause of our issues.
That's all. You find it. The problem is, it's like taking your car to the mechanic and they can't find the root cause. You'll be wasting your money on the wrong thing. And that's the same thing applies to anything else.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. That is so, so, so true. And putting a Band-Aid, as it's often said, on things that are going on with an individual is certainly not the answer. And I know that with you being who you are and everything that you've been doing for so long and where you are today, that you know that there is so much craziness going on out there. And you're talking to someone who, I mean, there is such a belief in the core of my being that has always said for anything that goes on with us or goes wrong, there is a natural way of taking care of it, of healing it. Not turning to, drugs and medication and unnecessary surgeries and all of that. So when you say reset yourself, I know that was another term that was in the information. So resetting oneself and restoring, their health, what kinds of suggestions do you bring basically to a person who's saying, I really need help. What can I do?
So one thing that was very important to me when I spoke to Tom was I have this sign on my side, Sankofa sign, which is an Ashanti word meaning go back. And the picture shows a bird going back to get the egg. So basically, natural health practice is what we used to do before the hospitals were built. And then we let it go. So it's now we have to go back to what we used to do, when we thought it's not right. We may be doing something wrong with it, but now with the new knowledge, we know what the limits are to everything. You just apply those limits, and you should be. I mean, like the word said, reset, basically.
Right.
Yeah, and after so many years of practice, I noticed there are 8 areas of health. If you pay attention to them, you can fix whatever your problem is. First, your breathing, then your hydration, nutrition, elimination, sleep, moving, your environment, and having some supernatural force attention that you pay to it. And you should fix everything because, for instance, my blood pressure will be due to me not drinking water. Yours could be because you don't have the supernatural stuff in you. You know, so it doesn't one thing doesn't apply to all, but we just have to pay attention to all.
Yes. And you know, water, it is amazing that how much can be reset and, you know, things brought back to well-being within ourselves by hydrating, by drinking good,
yes.
And I want to stress, good water.
not necessarily
thicket water. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Because not all water is the same. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially the present day where GMO, even the food we eat is messed up, and the whatever is messing the food up is getting into the water, and it's like we don't know what we are doing, you know?
That's right.
So
that's
definitely
right.
Finding the right thing is absolutely important.
Right.
Yeah.
And so to go down some of the different things so that we make sure that the listeners definitely know all the wonderful things that you do, which basically are very simple, and it's all about just bringing a person back to balance or helping them to do that. So when when we say holistic body work therapy, so basically you're doing different kinds of energy healing, et cetera. Would you like to touch on some of those?
Yeah. Like earlier on, you were talking about the sauna and the rest. So like lymphatic drainage is a way of rebalancing the body. There are different ways of doing it. At the clinic, we assess and we teach you basically to learn how to do it yourself. So the lymphatic drainage has a track that you follow. We show you where the areas of the concentration of the limbs. We show you how to massage them, and you have to do this as often as possible. And also, reflexology is also part of the lymphatic drainage. The difference between that and the main lymphatic drainage is you can use your palms or the sole of your foot for the reflexology. You know, so that kind of track is what you have to pay attention to. And like I said, we go through the 8 areas that I summarized. So let's say the breathing, for instance. At the best of the child, the child screams and everybody is happy because everybody knows that even the screaming is the beginning of life, because the screaming means you vibrate the vocal cord. The vocal cord has the vagus nerve, which goes to every organ in the body. So the screaming and the vibration of the vocal cord gets to the rest of the organs, and life begins for the child. You know, we have to maintain this throughout our life till we die. I mean, the child, it's okay for the child to cry. We are happy if they are crying. And they can cry, you know. At least for 10 years, they can be crying. But adults, when we start crying, there's like something wrong with you. Maybe yes, maybe no, you know. But the knowledge is that we have to find a way of exercising the vocal cord to the day we die. Because that exercising means we are exercising all the organs of the body. And like I said before, massaging the lymph nodes, that's the same thing massaging the organs of the body. You know, so that's where this is very important. Like I said, we teach you how to do this. Like some people, some cultures, they have the chanting and stuff. All those things are supposed to vibrate the vocal cords.
Well, you know, Ramatu, when you're talking about the breathing, there is something that I have been reciting to people for a long time, and it starts out by asking them, what's the first thing you do when you're born, is my question to them. So they look at me and they say, well, you know, we cry or whatever. I said, well, let's look even beyond that. What's the very first thing? So the very first thing that we do is we inhale. The last thing that we do when we leave is we exhale. What can be more important than our breath? It's what brings you in, and it's what takes you out.
Yep.
So it's an amazing, whenever that was real clear years ago for me, it just reconfirmed for me the importance, of breath. Yeah. And you mentioned reflex in your information. There's another thing out of your information that I love, because I do actually do some of these things. Like I can do reflexology on people and things like that. So reflexology is another thing that what I found was so fascinating and so interesting for me years ago when I first found out about reflexology. It made so much sense. It's like, oh my goodness, every acupuncture or pressure point or meridian points or whatever words you want to use, the soles and the sides of your feet and up your ankles and the palms and the outside of your hands up into your wrists. Every one of those points is an organ, And can you imagine if people would just do a little reflexology on themselves, can't get to somebody, but do it on their own, how much less, health issues there would be.
Yes.
and then you do something else that we love, because we've known, we knew one person in particular years ago who was a pioneer in the Cleveland area for sure. Her name was Louise Horvath. Did you know her?
No. I heard the name, but I never met the person. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, she passed away, which was really, really interesting years ago. But the iridology was one of the things that, that she introduced to people in the Cleveland area and many other areas. So she was so ahead of her time, Ramatu. It was just, amazing. So iridology, the listeners may not know what that is. Do you want to tell a little bit?
So iridology, like reflexology and the rest, it shows areas of problem in your body. I'm beginning to think that everybody is a blue eye person. The problem is everybody is so toxically loaded that most of the people you see them, their eye is black. When the eye is black, the first indication is you have to cleanse your body. One client that I saw, when I first saw him, the black is solid, the eyes were solidly black. I said, "You are so constipated, I can't see nothing in your eye." He said, "Yes, how did you know? I just look at your eye." the beauty about it is I gave him a treatment to take care of the constipation. The following week he came, it was like a half moon. Top was blue eye and the bottom was black, meaning he still have an issue with the constipation, but it's come down that the top part we could read.
Uh-huh.
So I was saying, I found out there are 8 areas of health. Such a person, the main thing I'm going to concentrate on getting the bowel to move.
Yes.
Yes. So
absolutely.
So exactly. The beauty about it is, that guy was really extreme constipation. But sometimes you can read a person's eye, they are not solidly black. You can see some white or blue or green areas, but then there are some areas with more concentration of black. Those things still you need have to clean it with good bowel movement. Because a darkened area around the lung area, meaning there's some toxins over there that needs to come out.
Yes.
So that's why we do iridology. And then another area of diagnosis is the tongue.
Yes.
Usually the tongue shows areas of problems. Like my last client I have, she's like, my stomach is bugging me, and when I look at it, she has some serious issue on the tongue that's showing that she has some problem with her stomach. So such a person, I'm going to concentrate on diet. Since the stomach is under stress, what we will do is liquid diet, soft diet, nothing that you have to chew, because the more you chew hard food, most of the time, your intestine is to chew, but it goes down before you even think about it. And then this thing goes, and it's going to cause more harm to your stomach. As a matter of fact, one other patient that I mentioned him on the testimonials, he was in the emergency room 3 times, and they couldn't do anything for him. He came to the clinic, just sitting there chatting. It was obvious he barely chews his food. So what did I recommend for him? Stop trying to eat hard food. Use a blender and blend your food and period and more soups and more sauces and things that have been grounded. So, like, everybody's problem is different from the other person. But if you follow these 8 major rules or 8 major areas, you can find the problem and fix it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it is very interesting, because when I talk with people and we get into a discussion about their bodies, and I ask them a few questions, which gets to be kind of interesting. The first question I ask is, do you have a car? And they're looking at me kind of like, okay, yes, I have a car. The next question is, do you take your car to the, to get a filter change, to get the gas, new gas in, and all this thing? And they're looking at me, and they said yes. And I said, or I asked them, when was the last time that you did anything like that for your own body? And it's really fun to do, because you see a person standing there, and many times, not always, but many times, that person looks and says, well, I never thought about that. So, we walk around in our bodies all the years that we do, and people so often think there's no self-care. There's nothing that you have to do. So at the end of your life, you're falling apart, and you're dying of diabetes and all kinds of stuff. And a lot of it, as you already said, and a lot of disease starts in the colon.
Yeah.
Look what you put into your mouth, what you do, and it's besides your breath, it's one of the most important things. The most important things. And look how messed up this planet is with, not everybody, but how, so many people are eating garbage. then you add genetically altered foods, and you add pesticides and herbicides, and just radiating, all this stuff, and using microwaves and da, 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 da. It just makes you want to go and hide somewhere, So part of the when we were talking about the iridology, there's something else that was mentioned, which is a 2-for-1 NES Health computer scanning to show food sensitivities, emotional issues, et cetera. Can you tell a little bit about that?
Yeah, the NES Health scanning is a computer scanning. This thing looks like a mouse on the computer. You put your hand on it, and it just kind of read your body and tells you exactly what's wrong. A lot of people's problems are like toxins, mold, worms, and the rest. So, and then the main thing is, it tells about food sensitivity, which is a big thing for most people.
Right.
Oh, like one lady that came, she was having joint pains, and her food sensitivity was nightshades. She said, oh, yeah, I know. I just planted a whole bunch of pepper, so I'm eating it a lot. I'm like, well, according to this thing, you should take a break from it. You know? So the food sensitivity is one big part of it. And then sometimes the emotions, people's emotions show up. One lady, she was like, the emotion came that she has problem with love. I'm like, maybe you are not showing your love to your children. And she's like, yeah, you are right. You know, and it's showing us her medical problem. So this thing tells a lot. Another person, she was having nerve pains. The hospital people can't tell her what's wrong with it, to the point that she asked them to refer her to a psych doctor. And guess what her problem was? Heavy metastasticity. I'm like, how did you get this in your body? Hey, what? She's housekeeping, so she used a lot of chemicals to clean. There is the sauce. You know? So a lot of the time, the scanning tells us the stuff, and then we ask more questions, and then we figure out what to do about it. You know, basically, finding the problem and removing it is the healing.
Right. And Ramatu, I know that we won't get into this much at all because we don't have the time to, plus it may not be the thing to do at the moment. But so,
yeah.
And I don't know how you believe or think of this, but, you know, we are in the middle of so much information because of what we do with, you know, publishing the Healthy Referral newspaper and the radio show and the things that we do that have to do with natural health. So we're in the middle of a lot of information that comes to us. And so I am in the absolute middle of this whole crazy, crazy vaccine issue.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people don't realize what's going on with all these vaccines. So when certain things are done, when we are a baby, you know, we're new life.
Yeah.
We are absolutely awesome new life. We come into this world and we're shot up with toxins.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So do you think that most people or that many people think about, like, in later years when they're dealing with multiple sclerosis or diabetes or, I mean, just the whole list of things, do you think that they would even consider that some of these issues are stemmed from those things that were done way back when they were little?
Yeah, when they were little. Like, I was working in some place one day, and this guy, they just cut his leg off. And he's telling somebody, oh, my doctor, I love my doctor. I've been with him for 10 years. You just have your leg off, and you love your doctor who's taking care for you for 10 years, and you still love him. What? Obviously, the medication he's taking has got into losing his leg and still love the doctor. Why would you do that?
I
don't know what to do.
Well, I think that you also know that a lot of what's going on is there has been such a deep, deep programming that has been happening for a very long time. And so many people just, you know, they've just given up on being their own judge of, you know, what they should be doing with their body. Oh, my God.
It's so sad.
I will not on the show today, you know, say that I'm going to tell everybody not to do this or not to do that. But what I will say is become educated. Become informed. Do not just take what somebody says because they're in a white coat and you just go along with it. It's like, hello, it's time to wake up. You know, it's time to wake up. There is so much, how would I say it? There's so much negativity tied in with a lot of Western medicine. And, you know, we're just so blessed. And I'm grateful every day that we have the opportunity, not only for ourselves, for our self-knowledge, but to be able to help people wake up. I mean, that's what all these years have been about, Ramatha. It's like,
exactly.
So talking to
that's why I told that science, Sankofa, you know, go back. We need to go back to what we're doing. I mean, what we're doing was not perfect, but knowledge is making it the excellent thing. You know?
Yes. Well, knowledge is true. Knowledge is power, and you know, and power gives us the opportunity to help take charge of our well-being.
Exactly.
So I'd like to go ahead and give the contact information again. And listeners, you've been listening to this wonderful interview that we've been doing, and I wanted to give you the contact info again. For questions about what you were hearing today, you can call 216. Actually, there's two numbers here. I didn't realize that.
The first one was the one I was going to call on, and then the microphone was not working. And
okay.
This
so,
one
so
is always better to leave a message, you know, but everyone
okay,
is good.
Okay.
And then I noticed that when I go on the website, if I tap just Ramatha's Natural Health clinic.com, it comes up, but if I add something before, like the www. or HTTP and stuff, it comes up with something else. So the best is just type Ramatha's Natural Health clinic.com.
Right.
And most of the time it comes out, especially from Google.
Right. Okay. So again, listeners, you just heard that. So it's www.
It doesn't come up. So just type Ramatha's Natural Health Clinic.com.
I'm sorry. Okay, I got it. Okay. So listeners, forget the www. And just put in Ramatha's with an S,
Natural Health Clinic.com.
So it's Ramatha's Natural Health Clinic.com. And so I just give the two numbers. I have two numbers. So 216-761.
Yeah, give the two numbers. So if one don't work, the other one has to. Like somehow the first one was the one I was going to call with today, and it decided it wasn't responding. So.
Okay. So the telephone numbers, listeners, is 216-761-0375. Another number is 216-632-1289, listeners. So you can make note of that. And what we always like to say in regards to these interviews, feel free to call our guests, talk with them.
That's why we do these interviews anytime.
And it's not that you have to feel committed to anything. This is a learning process. It's an opportunity to take charge of your health again and so forth. But in closing, Ramatha, what would you like to say? In closing,
so taking the guy that I gave the example that he lost his doctor, he's been with him for 10 years and getting his leg cut off. This guy needs education. So, education. We can't, you know, stress it enough. So, like you said, anybody can call at any time, have a question, want to learn something. Yeah, call me at any time.
Okay, wonderful. And this is our first time that you and I have been talking, and I look forward to having more conversation with you. So if that's okay, I will reconnect with you at another time. And I just want to say thank you for doing what you're doing. And I would say thank you for living your purpose.
Yeah, thank you so much for inviting me today. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, you're very welcome. And you're going to be, as a reminder to listeners, you're also going to be in this upcoming issue of the Healthy Referral newspaper, correct?
Oh, good. Yes, yes, yes,
Yes, yes, yes. I'm pretty sure that that's coming together, which we are looking to go to print soon. We've had so many wonderful people coming in this issue, so we're just a little bit, what would I say, a little bit behind in getting it out. However, mm-hmm. everything has its own timing, right? Everything has its
yeah,
own timing.
Yeah, the timing is everything.
Yeah. All right, Ramatu. Yeah. Thank you so much, and we'll talk very soon. And you have a great, great night, okay?
Thank you so much, Marcia. I enjoyed it. Thanks again. And thanks,
you're welcome. Oh, I will. He can hear you. He's on.
Okay.
He's not saying anything. I don't have his mic open.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Okay. All right. We'll talk to you later. Thanks so much for being on.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And listeners, thank you for tuning in to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit radio show each Friday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you have questions about anything you're hearing about the topic today, be sure to call Ramatu at 216-761-0375 or 216-632-1289. If you have questions for us as to how you can promote your mission and business in the Healthy Referral Newspaper, which is a national full-size newspaper, and to be interviewed on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show, we would love to talk with you. And you can call 216-533-2273. That's 216-533-2273. That is a cell phone that comes directly to me, and we would love to talk with you about that possibility. And we still have time to get people in this issue, even though we're pushing it. Okay, so thanks so much for tuning in, and we will see you next week here on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. Be well and be blessed.
Thank you so much.